there's something about our appearance that we need to fix and we need to change, which is not exactly true. As soon as I started posting online, you should get lip filler. Lavinia, like, it obviously did not work for you because you still have acne. I'm not gonna trust you with this because your skin looks this way. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I am so happy you are here. Today, I am all by myself. We're doing a solo episode. As you guys know, the typical drill on this podcast is every, you know, other episode is with a guest. And then after that, I do a solo episode where I just talk about something that I'm passionate about or want to share, you know, my thoughts on and have a little bit of a therapy session is what I like to call it with these solo episodes, because I do feel like it just gets some of my thoughts out there. And today we are going to be talking about the beauty industry, maybe some beauty secrets that some companies don't want you to know. And this whole idea of consumerism and consistently trying to buy perfection. I think this is something that we've just had ingrained in us, especially I think as women since we were born, to just constantly be, you know, trying to obtain this unrealistic standard of perfection. And as you guys know, this podcast is all focused around breaking down those walls of beauty standards, opening up this conversation and being more real online and more real in real life too, because holy are we hard on ourselves sometimes, especially when it comes to these beauty standards and these things that are a little more vain. So I want to get into it today. First off, I got inspired today to make this video. This video has been on my list for a minute, but I got inspired to do this because I saw this video today of this beautiful girl applying a face powder. And when she applied the face powder, she showed how the powder like instantly blurred and mattified and just kind of created like a filter on her face. And instantly when I saw this video, I'm like, I need to stitch this and show people that a lot of what is going on here has to do with lighting. Because yes, what's happening is she's taking down the shine on the face, which when, you know, you have a reflective light on shine on the face and there's texture underneath, you'll see that texture even more. It'll emphasize it. And when you go in with a matte powder and mattify that down, you know, that texture will not be as emphasized in the light. But guess what? As soon as you move that ring light away or you're, you know, in person and stuff, like, it won't have as much of a blurring effect. Yes, it will still, you know, mattify and blur a little bit, but not to the extent that it does on camera. And I was really thinking a lot about this on how online social media and these beauty videos can really be deceiving to the eye. And after so many years of doing this, you know, I've been online for over 10 years now, I have more of an eye to see, okay, this is kind of a lighting trick. This is a filter trick. This is a makeup technique that, you know, at certain angles is going to look like this. And I have that eye and I can see that. So when I'm watching a video like that, I can see the powder performing. I can see it performing well. I can see what it's doing. But I also have that realistic idea in my mind about how it's actually going to work in real life, because I've used these products in real life. And especially I've used them on my acne prone and textured skin. But what has come to my surprise so many of these times is that, you know, the average viewer, the person who has not been creating content for this many years, the person who doesn't do their makeup behind a ring light and films it for content and edits and all that, they're seeing these videos and they're seeing it with a completely different eye. They're seeing it with an eye of reality and thinking, okay, I'm going to buy this powder and it's going to create this filter on my face, which is not exactly true. So that kind of sparked this whole idea of this episode for me. And I think our whole lives, we have just been constantly trained to think that there's something about our appearance that we need to fix and we need to change. Whether that's, you know, being a certain weight, being a certain body type, having certain skin, having a certain eyebrow shape, having a certain skin type. Like me, my whole life, I felt so inferior because I have struggled with acne. And I felt that, you know, although acne is not per se, let's say, normal, because it is a signal in your body that something is going on, it would still be just the little things of like a tiny hormonal breakout that I would get, or the scar left behind, or even just some texture on the skin, even just my pores and fine lines. I was always made to feel like that is not normal and that there is something wrong with me that I have to fix. And I think so many of us have this mindset of like, there is something wrong with us that we need to fix. And I think this is where the beauty industry, as much as I love it, and I think makeup and skincare and all of that is such an art form for me that I find so much creativity in it and being able to create a new look every day and have, like, I don't want to say like alter egos because that's not it, but you know, one day just be like so super glam with a cut crease and very full beat, full lash, everything. And then the next, I can go like super natural like this. Like, you can do whatever you want with it. And that's the fun of the beauty industry. But I definitely think there's this other side of it that's not talked about as much where we're constantly being showed these videos online of how each next product can better ourselves in some way or another. And it can get to a little bit of a toxic point because if you're seeing, you know, these products and it's like, okay, you need this concealer to cover your ugly dark under eye circles, and this concealer will completely blur your lines, and this foundation will completely blur your skin out, and this powder will make it look like a filter, and this mascara will make your lashes longer, and this lip product will plump up your lips because your lips are too small. Like, do we see how all of this stuff can, on a daily basis that we're consuming, start to make us feel so much less than? And that's what drives a lot of this is, you know, each day you're seeing these ads and thinking, oh, I need this product. I need this next product. I need this, because you're trying to constantly chase this perfect view that you think you're going to obtain of yourself, which is just so unrealistic. And I think a lot of the beauty industry feeds off consumers constantly chasing perfection. And I think that's why we don't see ads where imperfect skin is shown, or why we don't see ads where it's not the typical beauty standard, because the argument is, oh, it won't sell. I don't know about that. And yes, maybe part of it, sure, because some people argue, well, no one's going to buy a product if it's shown on your skin, because then people will think that that's what caused your acne or whatever. And I think in that section of things, there's just a lot of misinformation and miseducation. Because I mean, even when I post some videos, right, like I'll be using a makeup product and people think, well, I'm not gonna trust you with this because your skin looks this way, which is a little absurd in my opinion, because like it has nothing to do with that one makeup product I use or that one skincare product. But at the same time, on the other end of it, that can never diminish the amount of love and community that has grown through the videos that I show on my real skin, because people are like, oh my gosh, if I saw a foundation ad like this, I would see how the product actually works. I would see that the foundation is the covering the redness, and I would see how it actually looks on real textured skin in realistic lighting, not just in front of studio lights, you know, because I always show what the makeup looks in bathroom lighting, away from the ring light, you know, natural lighting, all of that, because it's so important, because your everyday person is not in a studio with lights, you know, like as I have my ring light here, and is not filming on a camera and is not using maybe filters or have post-production editing going in to retouch the skin. Like, that's just not something that's happening. And I think a lot of the times we just lead ourselves to disappointment because we almost gaslight ourselves into thinking that these videos online that we're seeing are true. And I think some of us, even though we see the person on the other side, you know, on our phone with poreless skin, which no matter how beautiful and perfect your skin is, I know people who have literally the most perfect skin I've ever seen. They still got pores. They still have, you know, some peach fuzz here and there, some fine lines. Like, that is just part of being human. If you've ever expressed or smiled or laughed, like, you're gonna get that. And we see these videos online, which to me, I see are clearly filtered. But to someone who maybe isn't so used to being on social media, they look at the video and we almost gaslight ourselves into thinking, yeah, that person's skin looks that flawless, that filtered, that blurred, no pore, no line, nothing. And then we think, okay, well, they use this powder. I need that powder. I need that foundation or whatever it is. I need that serum, that moisturizer, because it's going to get me to look like them. It's going to get me that perfect, flawless, filtered skin. And we almost like don't want to believe that it's not real, you know, and we elevate these high hopes for ourselves of, this product is going to change my life. This product is going to make me flawless like that. And then we use the product and we're just disappointed. And then it's on to the next to try, and over and over and over. And you see how this can start to create such like a toxic mindset where you're constantly just chasing this perfection that is just so not attainable because no one's skin looks that flawless and completely blurred and filtered as some of these social media filters can do. Even like with this camera I'm filming on, if you're watching on YouTube, when I first got it, and I opened it up and started recording on it, I noticed that my skin was completely blurred, and I was like, "What the heck is going on?" And when I looked deeper into the settings, I noticed that it has like a beauty mode basically on the camera that filters out your skin and literally makes you look like a doll. And I was like, okay, how do I turn this off? Because I was like, I don't want to film my beauty videos like this, obviously, because how are people gonna be able to see what the product, what the foundation, what the concealer I'm using actually look like on my skin if I have a filter on it? Like, then that's not me showing how the foundation looks. That's me showing how the foundation looks with a filter on. You know what I mean? You know, and I think because of that, then when we do see real skin, and I've gotten comments like this before where I actually got one recently where someone said, okay, but the makeup actually doesn't look that good. And if I were to do what the same makeup look, but with a filter on, I bet you that comment would have probably said, wow, that makeup looks flawless. And I think it's because we're so trained and accustomed to looking at videos that are filtered and then assuming that that's how real skin should look. Even though, like, we know our own skin in the mirror, we just think there's something wrong with us and that we're the problem. And then we go online and see other people with, you know, not so perfect skin or makeup that doesn't look flawless. It doesn't like register in our brains, and we think, oh, they're doing something wrong in their makeup routine. You know, like, I've seen other people who can get their makeup super flawless. And I think it's because we're so untrained from seeing real skin and registering it as real that when we see real skin online now, it's like, that's weird and that's not right. And there's something wrong with that. It's just a weird thing. And I've seen this happen so much recently. And it's kind of sad. It does make me a little sad because, it just shows how much all of this filtering and editing and Photoshop and just being able to retouch a video even so quickly for it to be so unnoticeable. And every time I post a video showing the comparison of applying a beauty filter on my face and then taking it off, people, like, there's so many comments that it's like jaw dropped, you know, type comments where people are like, what? I did not know that you could filter a video like that. I did not know that it could look so realistic and that I wouldn't even be able to tell it's a filter. And that's the thing, right? Like, I can see it and I can immediately tell, yeah, that person's filtering their skin or using a beauty mode or something's there. Or even just like a ring light changes the look of the skin so incredibly much. You're probably even looking at this video thinking, Livin, your skin looks so smooth today. And it's like, she's got some texture under there. I'm dealing with some hormonal breakouts right now. So if you were to come in real close, we take away the ring light, all of that, like, a lot of it would change. And it's not just beauty. I think for everything, I see it online. You know, we see someone online, like a fitness influencer, who just has like an amazing body, whatever, super beauty standard fitting. And you'll see the comments. What's your workout routine? What do you eat? You know, like, what's your gym split? All of this stuff. And we think that if I do this, if I do that exact same workout, if I eat exactly what she does, I will look like her. And we know, I feel like we know, we're all so much smarter than that to know in the back of our heads that that is not going to happen. We're not just gonna magically do their routine and end up looking like them. But we ask anyways because we're just, again, chasing so much for that perfection. I see it all the time when my skin slightly improves. I get asked, hey, like, what's your current skincare routine? I'm not saying all the comments are like that because some people are just curious what products I'm using and maybe it would work for them too. But I think as soon as we see someone with like super flawless skin, we think, oh, what's your, like, I need your skincare routine. Drop the skincare routine right now. Drop the workout routine, whatever it is, because we are trying to chase that same perfection that we see in them. And that's just not how it works. It's just not how it works at all. But it's just kind of like what we've been taught. I cannot tell you how many makeup counters I have been stopped at, especially growing up. I feel like now I handle it a lot better, but growing up, you know, walking through the mall with my mom or whoever, and you get pulled by the people like running the little makeup counters, or selling the skincare, and they're like, I have the product that will fix your skin. And in moments like those, it's almost like insecurities you didn't even know you had flourish. and just become an insecurity. Because it's like someone, if you've never noticed, let's say your arms, okay? You've never noticed that your arms look a certain way, or you've never noticed that you're like, for me, okay, here's a great example. Growing up, I never looked in the mirror, as a young girl and thought, my lips are too small. I need filler. I hate my lips. I never thought that, I always just thought, oh, I got lips, And as soon as I started posting online, which was pretty early, like 13, right? One comment about my lips being small, 15, two comments about my lips being small. You should get lip filler, 17, And that's when I started looking and being like, maybe my lips are kind of small. Maybe I do need lip filler. Maybe my lips are something I should be insecure about. And it's oftentimes the things that we become to be insecure about are not because we made those things, parts of ourselves that we saw as flawed, but it's because other people pointed those things out and made you think that should be something that you see as wrong with yourself. And then that just goes into like the social pressure of it all. I'm thinking now even back to when I was literally 10 years old in grade 5, and I came home and begged my mom to fix up my eyebrows because, I got some hair in between the two brows. It wasn't getting to the point of a unibrow, not even close, but, I had some hair there, and I remember feeling a bit made fun of at school and as if like that was something that I need to fix immediately. And I came home and was like, Mom, please, please fix my eyebrows. And looking back now, like, yeah, do I pluck my eyebrows and shape them now? Yes. I'm also 22 now, and at the time I was 10. And it's like we become so aware of our bodies and all these little imperfections that we're told that we need to fix at such a young age. And it's usually just how we're brought up. You get a breakout, you feel the need to cover it because the world cannot bear to see a breakout, because acne is literally the worst thing that someone could have on their face, but that's the feeling. Like we feel the need to hide it. A scar, we're made to feel that that's ugly. And I mean, look at stretch marks for heaven's sake. Like, how many people feel so ashamed about their stretch marks? How many women feel so ashamed about cellulite? I saw Spencer Barbosa the other day posted a video. I think she was in Portugal and she was showing like things that were at the grocery store there. And I think she was sharing some teas, and the teas literally said like anti-cellulite. Get rid of your cellulite. And it's like a tea's not gonna do that, but how many of us, I remember being 15 drinking detox teas and doing these stupid like fasting and dieting tricks and all these workouts and, watching the YouTube workout videos, just thinking, yeah, if I do this, I'm going to look like this person. And it's so funny. I look back now and I think this is just part of being in your 20s, and I'm starting to realize that now at 22 is I look back to photos of me in high school and girl, you were thick thin, but I would look in the mirror and think, oh, I have a tummy or this and that. And it's like, why, at the ripe age of 15 was I already so ashamed in my body and felt that I wasn't enough. And that's a common experience we go through. And I think now at 22 I look so different, and I think probably 15, 16-year-old me would be like mortified, but I am so comfortable in my body now. I feel like I look better than I ever have before, But I just think we're made to feel embarrassed about certain things. And they're often brought on of just like from society and people and social media. And I think with social media, what changes the game so much is because now you have so many more eyes on you than before, so many more eyes on you that can judge for certain things. And then as a whole, we construct this construct of what should be and what shouldn't. And going back to like the, I want to talk a little bit about like beauty companies and maybe some of the things they don't want you to know, but the amount of extreme before and afters I've seen from skincare companies is insane. The amount of photos and ads you guys have sent me of companies using my face, using a, makeup-free photo of me showing my acne, and then they show like, and then beside it, it's literally the same photo because you can tell like the position has not changed, the lighting has not changed, my hair, my outfit's the same. But all of a sudden, my skin is literally blurred. And these are companies taking my photos and doing this. And the funny thing is sometimes you guys will send these to me, and when I will go to try and look up the company on Instagram or try to find the photo, I can't find it because they've blocked me because they don't want me to see that they're using my photo first without my permission, and then heavily editing it. And then third, they're using it to sell their whatever skincare product that's going to miraculously not only treat all of my severe cystic acne, but also treat any indentation, any scarring, any pigmentation that's left behind, which is like not how it works. But people see this and we get so desperate to get that solution. I think with acne, especially, or any skin condition, you just get to a point where you're so tired of trying and you're just so desperate to find a solution that you will try anything and you almost gaslight yourself into thinking these before and afters are true, even though, like, I feel like we all know in the back of our mind that they're not and that they're really unrealistic. We try the product anyways. We'll try whatever it takes. And that's why I have you guys, sending these to me, being like, Lavinia, like, did this actually work for you? Like, I wanna know. Well, should I get this? And then I'm like, no. Do not buy this product. This company is using my photos without permission and they're editing them and making it look like their product really worked for me. I've never tried this product anymore, and I wish I could find every single company that's doing this, not only to me, but other influencers and taking photos and making fake ads with them, which, by the way, is extremely illegal, first off, but we can't always control that kind of stuff. And it's like I will see ads like that. I think we've all seen the ad with like the chia seed on the nose where all the blackheads are removed and they just like sprinkle on some chia seeds and then wipe it away. But I get people in my everyday life ask me, I saw this product that miraculously removes blackheads and pores. Is this real? And from my perspective, because again, I've been doing this online thing for so long, I look at that and I'm like, obviously, no, like that's not real. But when you're not in that space, you can so easily look at that photo or that video and think, oh my gosh, this product is a miracle product. And I think a lot of the misinformation is spread on social media, and we think that, okay, what worked for one person will miraculously work for me. I know I've been seeing a lot of the like raw garlic trend on TikTok now, where it's like eating raw garlic for a week to clear my acne. And because of that, and because of these unrealistic standards that we set in ourselves, then when products do work. Like for me, I'll post about a skincare product that has been working for my skin, but because I'm not showing this super dramatic before and after where all my pigmentation is gone and the pimples completely healed down and I have no post-inflammatory pigmentation, people look at the video and they're like, oh, but Lavinia, like it obviously did not work for you because you still have acne. And it's like, but that doesn't mean that the product didn't reduce my acne a little bit, that didn't reduce the frequency of my breakouts, that it didn't, help with the pigmentation or irritation. Like it takes a long time to heal things, especially on the skin. And it's not just going to take a month of using one product that's going to magically erase your skin. But I think because of the before and afters we see online, that's what we expect. And when we see anything less than that, we immediately write it off as something that could not possibly work. I mean, you see it not only with skincare, you see it with the lash serums. Lash serums drive me crazy. And I'm not saying that some of them don't work. I'm sure some of them work great. But, we expect that, oh, because this one girl showed that this lash serum literally grew her lashes like 2 extra inches, we expect it to work the same on us. And we sometimes, I feel like too, we sometimes place the product as the reason for that person's features. Let's say it's a girl that has naturally really long lashes, okay? And she's saying, oh, I've been using this lash serum. Is it the lash serum? Maybe part of it. Or does she also have genetically blessed eyelashes, right? Or like lips, this plumping gloss I love and makes my lips look so juicy. Okay, but do you already have like bigger lips? Because for me, I might say, wow, guys, look at this plumping gloss and how it looks on my lips. And some people might say, well, your lips are still tiny girl. And it's like, yes, because it's not going to completely change the shape of my lips, even if it is slightly a bit of like a plumping gloss. And I think because of all this, we've really diminished our expectations, and we have these outrageous expectations of what we think products should be doing, especially in beauty. And you see it hack after hack. This will give you the most flawless foundation. No, this will give you it. Do this and this and this. And yes, there are amazing techniques out there that can make your makeup look better on. And I show all of these as well, and I try them out. And there's definitely techniques I found that I prefer over others and that make my makeup look more flawless, quote unquote. But there's gonna be no makeup technique that is going to erase my texture and erase my pores and erase my acne underneath, because that's just part of my real skin. Are there makeup techniques that could, slightly smooth out my skin a bit more, or blur it a little bit, have a bit of more of that, filtered effect? Sure. But it's not going to be the way, a filter is, or maybe how it's perceived online. And I honestly just want to see, I hope that in my lifetime, I see makeup campaigns showing unfiltered skin, no retouching, none of that, none of that. I'm so sick of the retouched photos, especially with makeup, because it's like I want to see what that actually looks like when you apply it. And obviously, there are some people out there who just have amazing, amazing skin, no texture, any of that, but you can still tell when something is real. And especially when you see the makeup photos that are like completely zoomed out on the face. And what they do, if you don't know this, is a lot of these photos will be blurred, retouched, any blemishes or lines and anything like that will be edited out of the photo of the makeup campaign. And then they'll go in afterwards, after the blurring has happened, and add texture back to the skin. So that's why you'll look at these and think, yeah, the skin looks so real. And it's because the texture's often been added back to it, where the editing has already been done before. And of course, there's going to be makeup ads where they're fixing like the flyaways in the hair, maybe a blemish here and there, but that's not how it works in real life. We don't have someone, when we're talking to someone on the street, someone coming and fixing every hair on our face and making sure everything's perfect. But that's what we're so conditioned to see, is nothing out of place. And I actually find it really interesting watching like reality shows and stuff. Like, for example, I've been watching The Kardashians and seeing how their skin looks with their makeup on when they are doing like the actual show and the reality part of the show versus the interviews. That's where you can see these real differences, because one, in the interviews, they're in front of like, professional lighting. There might be a blurring effect on the cameras or post editing after, but then when you see the actual show itself, you see the difference in the skin, which is not a bad thing. Again, it's not a bad thing. And I think the other thing with that is sometimes unedited photos will come out. I think there was that photo of Kim that came out recently, and like her hands were in it, and people are like, oh my gosh, her hands look so old, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, guys. And I saw a bunch of comments agreeing with me too. It's like, this woman is what, 45, and she looks absolutely amazing. Her fl hands are not going to be like a baby's hands. Her skin are not going to be like a baby's skin, but she still looks amazing. But I think, again, we're so conditioned to seeing celebrities in such a perfect light on social media that when we see anything below perfection, we think, oh, there's something wrong. I remember that video Kylie came out, and it was the lighting was slightly above her head, which gave her almost like under eye bags. And people were like, this filler has completely ruined her face. You can see the filler in her face, blah, blah. And maybe that under eyes was filler, in fact. But I'm telling you, if that light was directly in front of her face, no one would have said any of that, because you couldn't see it, because the lighting would have made such a huge difference on how everything looked on the face. And again, like it's this constant thing of when you're scrolling online or looking at makeup products, beauty products, it's like, okay, I need this treatment to fix this. I need this treatment to get rid of my cellulite. I need this cream to get rid of my acne. I need this to grow my eyelashes. I need lip plumper to make my lips nice and big and juicy. And I think wanting some of these things is fine, but it's like, where do we draw the line of like wanting this new lipstick because you love the color versus wanting it because you feel that you need it, because otherwise you're not going to fit the standard of beauty. And I think that's where things get a little gray. And I wanted to chat about this with you guys because I think it's an important topic, and we do get a little misconstrued, especially just constantly getting this information online and being fed these unrealistic beauty standards, and then holding ourselves to those standards, and then consistently being disappointed every day. And as I stated at the beginning of this episode, it's like chasing after this impossible perfection that we're trying to achieve by buying product after product after product, and just hoping, holding out so much hope that this is what's going to magically, give us plastic surgery, which is not the case. And you see with the medical devices, oh my gosh, I'm so happy here in Canada we don't have TikTok shop because, those like stupid lifting devices. I'm not saying they all like don't work or have nothing that they can do for you, but there's no way some of these before and afters are real. Like, there's no way. I just know that for a fact, and they will show the most dramatic before and afters. And I just hope that out of this episode, the one thing I want you to take out of it is just be more cautious with how you're viewing stuff online. Have a little bit of skepticism when you're viewing posts online. Take everything with a grain of salt. And if you look at a video and you see a makeup product being applied, take a second to say, you know what, is there a filter on this? Can I see the real skin on this? Is there beautiful, even lighting on the face? Oh, they're probably using some sort of professional lighting. What would this product look like in different lighting? Because that plays a huge, huge effect. What's their skin type? Do they have a different skin type than me that would cause this product to look slightly different on me, so that when you do try that product because you're really excited about it, you're not all of a sudden disappointed because it doesn't make you look like someone else. And I think because we're constantly comparing our own beauty to someone else, like I think one of the most important things that I've ever heard is never let someone else's beauty diminish your own, because we're all beautiful in our own way. And I know everyone says that, whatever, right? Like, but it is true, because we let the features that we see in other people and the beauty that we see in them determine the beauty we see in ourselves. But you can't compare, right? You can't compare apples to oranges. We've been told this our whole lives. Everyone looks so different. Everyone has their unique qualities, and it's finding the beauty in yourself that other people are probably seeing in you, but you're not seeing. And it's like we have to kind of take ourselves out of it sometimes and look at ourselves from an outside perspective to really find that beauty. And I mean, that's a whole another episode, I feel like, but I think this was an important conversation to have, and I want you guys to just be more mindful when you're viewing content, because I don't want you to buy products that influencers or myself are recommending and trying it out and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm the problem. You're not the problem. The product's not the problem. It's just like things are going to work in reality, and the reality is that no product is going to act like a filter on your face or completely change your face shape or make you look like your favorite influencer. That is just not the reality of things. So I hope you guys take that into account when you're scrolling on social media, and hopefully that helps you with building your own confidence and finding things that you love about your features and just appreciating them. But that is it for this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. I feel like I rambled on so fast today, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for getting loud with me. Of course, remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today. And remember, create your own beauty standards, don't And just break down these walls of beauty standards that are currently up by, embracing your flaws and seeing the beauty in everything you have to offer. I love you guys all so, so much. If you did enjoy this episode, make sure to give it a big thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. Hi. And if you're listening in on Apple or Spotify, don't forget that we post the video version on YouTube every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. And follow us on the streaming platform where you're listening, whether it's Spotify, Apple. Rate the podcast, because that is a huge help to just supporting the channel. But for me to you, I love you guys all so much. Hope you're having an amazing day, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Labby. Bye, everyone.